Mequendah Gosiwog. We remember them. In the fall of 1850, Ojibwe Indians journeyed from northern Wisconsin, Michigan's UP, and northeast Minnesota to Sandy Lake, just north of McGregor, Minnesota. The trip was to receive an annuity payment as guaranteed by previous treaties. Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission Administrator James Schlenders in Ashland says the late fall journey didn't stand a chance.
They asked him to come late in the fall, and so many of those that traveled there had to forego some of the fall food gathering activities that would carry them through the winter. When they got there, there was no food. There were about 5,000 people that arrived there, and that would more than overwhelm the hospitality of the local Sandy Lake band.
The annuity payment wasn't received until December. By that time, 170 Ojibwe had died. Another 230 would die on the journey home. Schlender says Wednesday's annual memorial ceremony is important.
It's something that our organization has taken under its wing to implement and to remember. Something that our board has said we as staff need to do this once a year so that we never forget the story.
The memorial starts at 9 a.m. with a sunrise ceremony to bless the day. A canoe trip across Sandy Lake will follow the sunrise ceremony. When arriving at the other side of the lake, a feast will follow. In Superior, Nick Pelletier, Wisconsin Public Radio.